Okay, let's get into our discussion of Yuma Yerushalmi Daf Ches. We will pick up where we're up to again in the Art Scrolls on the Daf Ches and the Oz V'Hadar. It's a Daf Back, Daf Zion. But either way, we'll pick up where we're up to. Shekohen Gadol, Makrib Rosh Mado Chelik Rosh. There's one Ha'ar from last year, and that is, again, it's a big topic about Kona Kinyan B'Shabbos, about getting married and having Kiddushin and Nisuin on Shabbos. Just to mention, the first Beis Yaakov, in Ksubis, deals with the Beis Yaakov is in Nesivis' commentary on Ksubis, one of the first sugyas that's discussed by the Rishonim. The Ran, in the beginning of Ksubis, quotes the Machlokas between himself and the Rambam in terms of what is the definition of Nisuin, what's the definition of Chuppah. Again, we know what Kiddushin is, Kesef Shtar Obia. What is Nisuin? Very unclear. What is Nisuin? Is it the canopy that we call the canopy? Is it the Yichud Haroy Labia? That's the Rambam. Is it Knisa Lershuso? That's the Ran. Is it of a Prisa Sudar? All different days about what it is. But the Beis Yaakov says there's a problem based on our Yerushalmi that we had yesterday. Remember we had Kiddushin Nisuin. So if you say, so what's the Rambam's definition of marriage? Rambam's definition of marriage is Yichud Haroy Labia. Right? That's the Rambam's definition in Hilchas Ishus in Perek Yud, where the Rambam talks about what exactly is needed for second stage of marriage. Again, the Rambam says, Yichud Haroy Labia. Kivan she, the Rambam says, Arusa Asur Labaila until she has Achi Yavi Osa Latoch Beiso V'Yisyachin Ima V'Yafrishan Alo. V'Yichud Zehu Anikra Knisa L'Chupa. V'Hu Anikra Nisuin B'Chol Makom. V'Kiva Shedekles Arusa L'Chupa. Haru Yumuteres Lavo B'Chol Eishi Yirtze. So, Knisa L'Chuppah is defined by the Rambam as Yichud Haroy Labia. So, asks the Beis Yaakov, one second, if you only need Kiddushin for Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol, on Yom Kippur. Okay, Kiddushin is a Kinyan B'Shabbos. We had yesterday that Kinyan B'Kinyan and B'Shabbos and Yantif are as a Shvus. And ain't Shvus B'Mikdash. You can say we could be Docha that. But what's the definition of Nisuin? If Nisuin requires Yichud Haroy Labia, according to the Rambam, and you need Nisuin, according to the Bavli, Beisuzu Ishto, you need Nisuin, according to the Rambam, you're not allowed to have Nisuin, Yichud Haroy Labia. Yichud Haroy Labia on Yom Kippur? There's no Yichud Haroy Labia, Tashmish Amita. The Rambam Lishitaso, the Rambam that holds that all five Yinuim are Daraisa. According to the Rabbeinu Tam and other Bali Tosfos, that only eating and drinking are Daraisa, and the other four Yinuim are Durabanan. Okay, there's flexibility, there's... But the Rambam himself says marriage, Nisuin, is Yichud Roy Labia. And the Rambam himself says Tashmish Amita is also Daraisa on Yom Kippur. So how do you have, what happens if the Kohen Gadol dies? So the other Kohen Gadol is going to have to go in, they're going to have Nisuin on, you can have Yichud, so not the Bia. You can't have Yichud Roy Labia, it's Asur. That's his Kasha. First, Beis Yaakov here in Ksubis. And he quotes, we don't have to look at Tosfos according to the Yerushalmi. We have the Yerushalmi. So therefore, that's his problem. How do you have Yichud Roy Labia? So the most popular answer that could be given to the this Beis Yaakov's Kasha is that when Rambam says Yichud Roy Labia, that's what you need, he doesn't mean literally Yichud Roy Labia, that's the definition of Nisuin. He really means that you can't have Nisuin with an Erva. That's most of the time when somebody is not Roy Labia is because they're Arias. Gili Arias, and therefore you can't have Bia. But if there's another external problem why you can't have the Bia, right? Yom Kippur is not an Isser Erva. Yom Kippur is an external problem of time. So that wouldn't undermine the definition of Yichud Roy Labia. And that's why when the Rambam's example there in Hilchas Ishus, he says in the next line, Aval im Haisa Nida, Aval Bishinichnos Olachuba, Venis Yacharima, Lo Gomra Nisun Nahari Ka'arusa Adayin. Again, every phrase here is like chock full. But the Rambam's example is Nida. If she's a Nida, the Rambam Lishitoso holds that Nida, this is also Machlokes Rishonim, Nida is an Erva. Right? Nida is an Erva. Tosfos Arash, and Tosfos implies First daf in Yevamis, daf beis, that Nida is not an erva. Right? And that's how, why the Nida has Tfisas Kiddushin, unlike all other Arayas. But the Rambam says three places, clearly, Nida is one of the Arayas. And if he's one of the Arayas, that the Ram put all these Rambams together. Nida is one of the Arayas, the Rambam holds. He says that later on by Yichud. He says, you can't have Yichud with any of the Arayas, except for Ishto Nida. The Rambam says that Beferish. And the Rambam says, Yichud Relabia only excludes Nida, and you could have it in Yom Kippur, because Yom Kippur is another different type of psul. Again, there's a lot of Rambams there to put together, and the issue of chuppah being a kinyan, kiddushin being a kinyan, again, these are lines that one should know, are much discussed in the Rishonim at the beginning of Subis and elsewhere. Okay, let's continue where we're up to. So the Mishnah we had, spoke about for the week before Yom Kippur, we do Zrikas Hadah, the Kohen Gadol, practices. All other times of the year, the Kohen Gadol is allowed to do whatever avoda that he wants to do. And the Mishnah said, Kohen Gadol makriv chelik barosh v'notel chelik barosh. He could take a portion. How much can he take? Hey chavida. How much can he take? What could he do every day? So he could go, says the Gemara, and say, or zeshali. Chala, he could go to a carbon and say, I want this hide. Chala achas mishtei alechem. The shtei alechem on Shavuos, he could take one. Shtei chalas milechem upon him, he could take one, he could take half of the lechem upon him. Six loaves. I'm having a lot of guests this week, right? He wants to take home six chala. His whole family is coming and the grandchildren, right? He needs all six chala. And the lechem upon him are huge. If you, how much they weigh, as described in Maseches Menachos. So ask the Gemara, one second. The Gemara says you could take the whole hide and then one of the two and six of the 12. So hachu nasav kula v'kohu nasav palka. Can he take everything or could he take half? Right, because the example is given, either he takes, there's a hide, he takes the whole hide, and the other two examples is that he takes half. Amar of Zeira, kamla karben yachid, kamla karben sibur. By a karben yachid, he could only take half. Karben sibur, karben sibur, he could only take half. Karben yachid, he could take whatever he wants. Why? Claims of Chaim Kanievsky, by carbon sibur, the mishmar that's doing the avoda already has a schus on it. So he can't just take anything. By a private carbon that comes, okay, no mishmar. This private carbon could have come at any time. It's going to come next week or 2 weeks ago. So there's no specific schus of the mishmar. But here, says Rav Chaim Kanievsky, crown the carbon sibur, to kivan she zichsa Torah achila sakadshim, la anshi mishmar, ein le kohen ela mechsa, umiyu calls ebe carbon a sibur, she kavu alhem zman, the zachabu em anshi mishmar could take. Avo be carbon is yachid, she ein lohem zman, no telafilu kulo. But the, a carbon yachid, he can take whatever he wants, or shtei alechem, alechem upon him, carbon is siburheim, they're minchas sibur. Good. Tani, we have two brises that quote Rebbe. Rebbe Omer. Omer Ani, we've noted often the language of Omer Ani Dafka by Rebbe. Rebbe Yosef Engel is a lashon of La'ani as Daiti by Rebbe. Rebbe was Mishabes Rebbe Bat La'anava, right, the Mishnah at the end of Sota. Even though Rebbe Yosef says there in the Gemara, no, Lotisni Anava Di'ika Ana, right, don't have Anava in there, I'm here, we've quoted in the past. Beautiful thoughts about that. But here we have two brises. Rebbe Omer Ani, Shlo Yitel El Amechsa. One brise says, Rebbe says, no, he can only take half. Which is mashma, that the other Tana that's unquoted, is that he can take more. He can do the whole thing, and Rebbe's coming and being machmer. No, he can only take half. Is Tani Tani, we have another brise that says, Rebbe Omer Ani, Shito Mechsa, let him take half. As if he's being makel. And there's someone else who said, no, he can't take half. And he said, no, he can take half. Say Chavita, how do you put these two brises together? The two brises, is Rebbe Machmer or Mekel? Right? The mashmos of each lashon is mashmos of the other. The Tanakama holds one. Sisi Machmer or Mekel? Says the, Gemara. Hayasham, there's a difference between the two brises. The first brisa where the Rebbe says that, he should only take half. Hayasham or Echad. If there's only one hide, there's one item. Rabbanan Amri, no telus kulo. The Tanakama, the unnamed Tanakama that Rebbe is arguing with, the unnamed Tanakama holds, the Kohen Gadol always gets one unit, one item. So there's only one unit, he can take the whole thing. So, no telus kulo. Rebbe Omer Ani Shlita El Mechsa. No, Rebbe always holds, he takes half. Takes half of everything, whatever he wants. So the first price is where there's one thing, there's one skin. So the Tanakama says he tastes the whole thing and Rebbe says half. And the second brisa, Hoyisham Arba, Chamisha, or was it there's four or five hides? Rabbanan Amri, no telechad. One. The Kohen Gadol always gets one item. And Rabbi Omer, Omer Ani, no telechad. Rabbi says he gets half of whatever there is. If there's one hide, he gets half of a hide. If there's six hides, he gets three hides. Right? He always gets half of what there is. So that's the difference between the two brises. My time at the Rebbe. What's the svar for Rebbe? Rebbe says the Kohen Gadol always gets half. What is it? Vahanoseres, because the pasuk is Vahanoseres ben mincha, the leftover, the remainder of a carbon mincha, it's a mitzvah d'araisa for the Kohanim to eat the carbon, the leftovers of the carbon mincha, after the kemitza is burned. So the leftovers go to the Kohanim, the male Kohanim, only in the Azara, because it's kachi kachim. So Vahanoseres ben mincha la Aaron ulabanav. Whatever's left over goes to Aaron and to his sons. Ask the Gemara. What do you have to say Aaron and Banav? Just say it goes to the Kohanim. Aaron is included in Banav. He's no worse. Why does it say Aaron Ubanav? To teach me that you split, whenever Rebbe Shita is, whenever you have a list of two things, it's split up equally. Ela Amar Aaron Yisav Palga, Ubanav Yisvun Palga. Aaron Ubanav. If Aaron was not listed, so then you would say the Kohen Gadol gets one portion. Let's say there are nine Kohen Hediyos and one Kohen Gadol, Aaron. He gets one, and they each get one. There's nine and one. But the fact that he's listed, Aaron Ubanav, Aaron gets five, and they get five. And they have to split it up amongst themselves. That's Rebbe Shita, and that's the makar for Rebbe, that whenever you have two things listed, you split it up equally. And I'll give you a couple of more examples, says the Gemara, of this. Kahada, like this case, there was a proclamation put out. Buli v'istrigi. These are different types of officers and governmental officials. Buli v'istrigi, havilon krivu. They have to pay a tax. Right? They have to give the Pnei Moshe, Karmen Eda, they have to give a present to the government. Hayalahem Pnei Moshe. Hayalahem matana achas, shutalalem yamelach. They got to pay a present. So how do they split up? Well, there's different numbers of bulis and istrigis. Right? How do you split that up? So also of Dukume Rebbe, they came to Rebbe, and Rebbe said, va'amar, ein buli b'chal isratigi. Aren't bulis included already in isratigi? Isratigi is a larger category of officers, of governmental officials. So why do you have to say even buli? They're included in isratigis. V'lai demili, amar buli v'isratigi. Why do you have to mention both of them? It must be ela amar ilin yasvin yitnun palga v'ilun yitnain palga. It must be to split it up half and half. These people, the bulis, are responsible for half, and the non-bullies are responsible for the other half. That even if they're not the same number. You know, not the same number. Once both of them are listed, that's Rebbe Shita. Two things are listed, 50-50. That's how it's split up. Aaron, the Kohen Gadol, and the other Kohanim, the bullies, and the Isratigis. And another one. Amar Rebbe Yossi Barbun, Rebbe Kedaite. Rebbe is Lashita So. I'll give you another one. The Rebbe Amar, this is about the Lechem HaPanim. V'haysa la'aron levanav. So Aaron and his sons. La Aaron mechso, lebanav mechso. Also the lechem upon him. And this is what the Mishnah said, right? If the Kohen Gadol wants to take some lechem upon him, he could take a whole stack. He could take six. Says the Gemara, is this all really true? I'll ask you a kasha from a brisa. Masavir of Babar Marmol. Vamastisa Pliga, the following brisa seems to argue on this, on Rebbe. That you always split it up 50-50. Ha'omer, the following. Ha'omer, Hare Alay Mea Isronos. If somebody says, I hereby promise to bring 100 isronos of flour, carbon mincha, to the Beis HaMikdash. 100. Lahavion bishnei kalim, and he says, I want to bring it in 2 kalim, which is what he has to do, at least. Because we know the halacha is, a mincha could have at most 60 isronos in one kli. Because you don't change the amount of oil. And only 60 isronos is mixable with the lug, whatever the amount is, the lug of oil. Anything more than 60, it's not going to mix well. That's Reb Zeira's din. Of mixing. Reb Zeira points out, Reb Zeira's din, it's not quoted here, but elsewhere, call a roi labila, ain bila makevis. As long as it's mixable, you don't have to actually mix it together. But it can't be more than 60, because more than 60 is not mixable. And it's going to have clumps in it. So, if a person says, I want to give 100 in 2 kalim, obviously has to give 100 in 2 kalim. Maybe chamishim bekliyachad or chamishim bekliyachad. He brings 50 in one and 50 in the other. Vimhevi shishim bekliyachad or arbaam bekliyachad yatsa. And if you wrote 60 and 40, it's also good, because all he said was, I'm bringing 102. But one second. Ilu, now the Gemara is going to ask the Kasha, the Diuk. Ilu misha amahare alaymei esronos tam. If somebody said, I want to bring 100 esronos without saying 2 kalim, I want to bring 100. Velo amar bakama kalim humevi. And he doesn't say, and how many kalim? How would we split that up if he just says 100? If they add in a few words here? He split that up 60-40. That's the lechatchila, right? Fill up one cup of carbon mincha possibilities. That's 60. Right? As you say, that's the most. And the other one's going to get 40. So if he didn't specify, it would be 60-40. So now why did he specify? Why did he specify? It must be because he wants it to be equal. It must be because he wants it to be equal. Yavi chamishim b'kliyachad v'chamishim b'kliyachad. It must be that he wants it to be equal. That's why he split up half and half. See, that's the Gemara. So why is 60-40 okay with the Eved? If according to you, Rebbe, whenever you specify two things, like here, he didn't have to specify by saying two kalim, right? Because we would have put it in two kalim anyway. And we would have put it in 60-40. The fact that he says both, it must be that he wants 50-50. So ask the Gemara, Vitani Allah, Hevi, Shishim, Bekliachad, Rabban, Bekliachad, Yatsa. So why does 60-40 Yotzi? According to you, Rebbe, whenever you mention two things, it's half and half, right? Aaron Ubanov, by Lechem Apanim, by the Karban Mincha leftovers. So you see from this Braisa that even if you say two, it can be 60-40, right? It doesn't have to be equal. Kasha on Rebbe, says the Gemara, no Kasha. Amar Rabbi Yossi Barbun, Mikivan Sha'at Shishim Yicholon Libalel, since up until 60 it is mixable, as we said, Kamisha Kavalo Shishim Yishar Rishona. It's as if he said 60, meaning we assume that the person wants to do the best mitzvah possible. We're Damakav Schus. So even if he says two, he means 60-40. Because that's the lechatchila way of bringing a carbon mincha, right? It's a mehidr mitzvah. You're bringing two half cups? Give me an overflowing whole cup. And then whatever's left over, okay, you'll bring. But that's the hidr mitzvah. And therefore, don't ask me any kasha from that brisa. Rebbe always holds it half and half. No. He holds it half and half in cases where there's no other counter pressure. But here, there's mitzvah involved. So we assume the person would want to do the mitzvah. You see, in the Rav Chaim Kadievsky, he says, Da'anan Sadi, Sherotze Lahavi Karban Gadol Kamada Efshar. Right? A person wants to bring the biggest karban, right? Right? We've assumed that everybody knows the last Rambam in Hilchos Yisurim is Mizbeach, as we have read before. Kayin and Hevel, right? Kol Chelev Lashem. Everybody knows that Rambam. That's a refrigerator Rambam. That's on the fridge. Everybody knows it. So nobody's bringing a 50-50 carbon mincha. It's only 60-40. V'kiva diyada derakat shishim yichon libalel l'kacham arbishnei kelim mikal makom kava mishar rishona shiyavi shishim b'kli echad. Good. Says the Gemara. And now we're reading the Gemara the way that the Pnei Moshe. Lo tsarcha dala. It's not needed except the following. What does this mean? If you wanted to ask a kasha on Rebbe, the following case would have been a problem. Right? But this is not the case. But the following case would have been a problem if you wanted to ask a kasha on Rebbe. Lo tsarcha dala, it would not be needed to ask the kasha dala except the following. Amar, harei alai, shishim isronos lahavien bishnei kelim. If somebody says, I want to bring a 60 isron, which could have fit in one, right? But he says, I want to bring 60 isronos in two kelim. So then what do you do? Maybe shiloshim b'kiliyachad v'shiloshim b'kiliyachad. So if he says two, he obviously wants to do a b'di'evet karban. Okay, a person could do that, is volunteering. But 30 and 30. You split up 30 and 30. And then if the b'raisa would have continued and said, v'mhevi arbam b'kiliyachad v'shim b'kiliyachad, yatsa, that would be a kashan Rebbe. Because then there's no mitzvah pushing you, l'charchila. It's just somebody who says two. Somebody says two, it should be 30-30. And if you say 40-20 works b'di'evet, so then that would have been a kasha on Rebbe. That would have been a kasha. Says the Gemara. Again, you need the Mefarshim to know what this Gemara is talking about. Ashkach Tani Kain. No, we found the Braisa. We found the Braisa that says 40-20 in this case. We found the Braisa that says if somebody wants to bring an Isaron of 60 and he says in 2 Kalim, he should bring it in 30-30. And if he did it 40-20, then it would be okay. Kasha on Rebbe, right? Ashkach Tani Kain. Those three words mean we found the Braisa. Answer. Rabbi Hananya Chevron Rabbanan says Rabbi Hananya, the colleague of the Rabbanan, Boila Maidan Midas Hadin Mi Saron. You have a different answer. Don't compare Dini Mamanis to Isser Vahetar. Right? We're comparing, what does Rabbi say always, all the cases that we gave? It was monetary law, or at least choosing who gets what. Who gets the lechem apanim, mechzel aron, mechzel abanim, who gets the leftover carbon mincha, the buli v'istarigi, who's, those cases, who has to pay the debts to the government. All of those are dini mamanis. You're comparing that to isronos, to rules in Isser v'Heter? Who says they have to be the same? Maybe Rebbe would say his rule is only by monetary law. by Maimonides. Midas Hadin. Boila Meidan Midas Hadin mi Isaron. You're trying to learn from the other? Maybe that's how Rebbe would answer it. Look at the Karbana Eda. V'chila Meidan Midas Hadin. Hainu Dine Maimonides. V'chein hu bebeitza. Right? Mi Isaron. Shehu Isura. Right? You can't compare Isur and Mamon. That is the way that the Karbana Eda understands the Gemara. Let's just do the next line. Ash Kachtani, and we find a Braisa, Fulama Midas Isaron. We find a Braisa that does learn one from the other. Okay, period. End of that section. End of that sugya. So it's a discussion in the Tanoim, whether you learn one from the other. Whenever this comes up, we like to quote the Aderes Eliyahu, the Gra's comment. Again, it's all the Talmidim that put together the Gra's comment. And Aderes Eliyahu and Parsha Shoftim, where the Gra says on Bein nega la neg, bein din la din, bein dam la dam, bein din la din, bein neg la nega. Right? So those three, says the Gra, those are the three categories of Torah, of halacha. Bein dam la dam is iser veheter, right? Dam iser and dam muter. Bein din la din is din imamanis. And bein nega la nega is tumah v'tahara. Right? Those are the three areas of halacha, says the Gra. Iser veheter, din imamanis, and tumah v'tahara. Meaning, to every question that you ask a posek, you'll get one of six words as the answer. That's it. Every question is either mutter, aser, tamei, tar, chayiv, pater. Right? One of those six words. That's it. So here too, whenever the Gemara says that you can't compare two different cases, two different areas, that's it. That's what it's saying. Isur mimona lo yafinan. So that is how the Karbana Eda reads the Gemara. If you look in the back, in the Minchas Alazar, so he quotes, he says, interesting, you find sources like this. You find Yisur Manolo Yafinan. He quotes a Rambam. Maybe this Rambam should be more famous. The Rambam in the end of the seventh parak of Hilchas Gerushin. The Rambam, they're discussing a question about whether you trust the witnesses on a get. And he says, you don't assume that they're lying. Ukashem shein choshishin lazeh, v'chayotze bo, ela na'amido al cheskaso, ashi yivada shi ubatel, you trust that the get is kosher, kach lo nachush lo l'shliach v'lo l'isha atzma shaget yotzi mitachas yada. Whatever the case is. And then the Rambam adds, she'ein dine ha'isurim kedini mamanus. Right? Don't compare isur and mamanus. It's a befirish Rambam. Right? The end of Perek Zion of Hilchos Gerushin. Why would you not? So the Minchas Elazar in the back quotes the Halachas Ketanos, who says, because Mamanis always has a kula. You always have more flexibility. Why? Because of Hefker, Bezen, Hefker. Hefker, Bezen, Hefker, Bezen could play around with one's money. So that's why there's more flexibility. Says the Minchas Elazar, no, if that's true, then you should be able to learn Isser from Mamon. Because Mamon's more kal. So if something applies to Mamon, so surely it's about Isser. But we know it goes in both directions. If the reason that you can't learn Mamon me Isser is because of Mamon is more kal, then you should at least learn the other way. And you also find Mamon is more chomer. It's Cheskas Mamon is one of the strongest chazakas. So you want to say Mamon has a kul of Hekker, Bezen, Hefker? It also has Cheskas Mamon. And he says, V'od yesh lomer, and then he says, in any way, I think you can give a different shot to this Gemara. I thought when I first read it, right? What is it? Don't compare Mamon to Isaron. So the Karbana Eda says that means Mamon from Isser. Maybe it means Mamon from Kachim. Kachim has different rules. Raki Isaron Shiny Mishum de Kimat Kol Dini Karbanus Umaasehem Heim Kechuka Beli Tam Etzleinu. Karbanus are Chukim. Masha'enkin Dini Mamonis Ruba Mitamim Desvara. Most of Dini Mamonis is logical. Most of Karbanus are Chukim. So they can't compare the two. A chok and a mishpah. So he says, maybe that's what the Gemara means here. We have to get into Isser and Mamon. It's talking about Mamonis and Kachim. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Avun, says Rechaim Kadiyevsky, this is going back on the previous Braisa that said, if somebody promises to bring something in two kalim, fine, you might not need, the maskana was, you don't have to do 50-50, but can you bring it in three kalim? Is two just being flexible? No, if you say two, it's got to be two, not three. No, even more. Okay, what that machlokes is about, good to think about. Getting back to the Kohen Gadol. The Kohen Gadol is allowed to do things whenever he wants every day. Every day the Kohen Gadol could put on his eight special vestments. And when he does the avodah, he wears all eight, and he could do the tamid shel shachar. And if there are private karbanos that people brought that day, who makrivan, he could be makriv them. Vaholech, some added in the word, vaochel betoch beso, and then he could go home and have a bite. He can come back and do the tamid shel ben arbayim. So this shita says, the Kohen Gadol can do whatever he wants, including doing anything every day in his big day kahuna. Skip the next four words. Rabbi Ukva b'shem Rishu ben Levi lo haya osa kein, but that wasn't his derech to wear the big day kahuna every day. Ella b'shab and the special eight. Ella b'shabbos is given tovim. Shabbos and yontif he would wear it. Generally on the weekdays the Kohen Gadol would not wear his big day kahuna. Okay, there's something to talk about here, but let's just try to finish up first. Is Tani maybe this issue about whether the Kohen Gadol wore his big day kahuna gedola every day or not is connected to a different machlokas tanoim? Is Tani at his maratz al mitzvah? Remember this machlokas discussed in the Bavli. The tzitz has special ritzui power. The tzitz, the golden plate of the on the Kohen Gadol, is maratz. Even if something is tameh, it's a, the tzitz has the power to say, oh, it works. Is that only when the Kohen Gadol is wearing it or not? Is Tani at his maratz al mitzvah? Only on his forehead. Is Tani afilu b'zavis, even if it's in the drawer? As long as it exists, it's maratza. So man damar tiz maratza al mitzchah. What's the source for the one who says it has to be on his forehead? V'haya al mitzchah tamid. It's always on his forehead. Uman damar afilu bezavis. How do you know bezavis? Min hadad yom kippurim. On Yom Kippur, half the time, when the Kohen Gadol goes into the Kodesh Kodashim, he's not wearing the tzitz. That's one of the big days of. And yet, B'nai Yisrael achieved kapara through that. So you see, it doesn't have to be on his head. So this machlokes, maybe that's the issue. Mandar, it says Maratzal Mitzchah, the one who says it's only when it's on his forehead, Messiah, the Rabbi Yossi Barbun. That's the first opinion, that he's always wearing it, even the weekdays, because you want the tzitz to be Maratzah. So he's always wearing the begadim. Manda Amra, Afilu Bezavis, Messiah, Rabbi Ukva. The one who says, even in the Zavis, that's a riot to Rabbi Ukva, that he doesn't have to wear it. He only wears it on Shabbos and Yontif for Kavod. For Kavod Shabbos and Yontif. There's a big topic, I don't have enough time just to mention it. He says, the Kohen Gadol goes home. Right, we said the Kohen Gadol goes home and he can take a break in the middle. We mentioned, I think, a few weeks ago, the Rambam. The Rambam says that the Kohen Gadol's house should be in Yerushalayim. He should be in Yerushalayim. And nobody knows where the source is, because the Mincha doesn't give the source. What's the source? So there's a discussion in the Achronim what the source is. Just to remember, the Minchas Chinuch says that his Talmud told him this and he was so excited he wrote it down in the middle, on the side of his Rambam, that there's a halacha of lina. Whenever you bring a karbon, you have to sleep over in Yerushalayim that night. The Kohen Gadol brings a minchas chavitin every day. So every day he has a mitzvah of lina. So obviously he has to sleep over every night. That's why he has to live in Yerushalayim, because of the mitzvah of lina. Oh, amazing. There's a machlokes. Others say the Mikdash David says, no, maybe the Kohen Gadol, the language of the Gemara, I think in Moed Katan, is he's always in a state of yantif. And there's another din of lina, that yantif, you have to sleep over. You can't leave right away, right after yantif. So it's machlokes, the Mikdash David, and the Menchas Chinuch. What is the reason for the Rambam? It's lina because of the karbon, or lina because of yantif? Two types of lina. Okay. Says the Mishnah. Masrulo zakenim. Next Mishnah. Masrulo zakenim zikenim bezdid. So the whole week, the Kohen Gadol had special tutors, special rabbis from the Ziknei Bezdin to make sure that he, remembers Lodinim. Koron Lafanim Seder Ayom. They review with him. Parshas Achremos, V'yomrim lo, Ishi Kohen Gadol, Krata Beficha, Shema Shachachta. You read also. Meaning, don't just listen. It's much better if you read yourself. Shema Shachachta, maybe you forgot. O Shema lo lamata, maybe you never learned. The Gemara will talk about, what do you mean you never learned? The Kohen Gadol? Kohen Gadol never learned? Shema Shachachta, maybe you forgot. Right? And that's why he has to teach him again. Remember the Rav Chaim Kanievsky has the Sefer Zikaron, where he compiles all of the Chazals all over Chazal, you know, and he lists off 28 things that are good for memory and 37 things that are good for forgetting, right? It makes you forget. And he goes through all of them. And obviously, number one, Tov Lezikaron is Chazara, right? You don't have to like eat nuts or onions when you're standing on your head on the Tuesday of every month. That's just a joke. But again, Chazara, some of them make sense. That's number one. Chazara, Yishtala B'chol Kocho, Shalom Lishkach. That is that's what they say to the Kohen Gadol. Okay, so they have to review with him. Erev Yom Kippurim Shachris, Erev Yom Kippur in the morning. Amid and also Bashar Mizrach, they put him on the right by the eastern gate. Umavirim Lefanav, Parim Ve'ilim Lekfasim. All the animals, they take in front of him, they pass in front of him, Kedeshu Yehi Makiv Ragal Bavoda, so that he remembers the Avoda. He knows what animals look like. He's been to zoos. But every time he sees the par, he's like, oh, the blood. every time he sees one of these animals, he's going to remember the avodah that he has to do. Right? That's what the Karban Eda says from earlier sources. We know everything the Pnei Moshe and the Karban Eda says, 90% of what they say is from earlier Mefarshim. But they're on the page here, so we quoted from them. Right? So, again, not taking away anything from them. They're unbelievable. But that's the most of what they have is based on earlier. Misbonin, the Karban Eda says, Misbonin bebehemos ha'ovros lefanav, lasei salibo hilcha seder hayom. Right? They remember the seder hayom. Good. Shem shakach le shem lo lamata. Lo kintani. Didn't we learn that the Kohen Gadol, Hagadol me'echav, she take dotsu me'echav, she be greater than his other Kohanim, asher yutzak al rosha b'shem an ha'mishcha, that he's poured with oil, Rebbe Omer b'noi, he's greater than them, b'noi, b'koch, b'osher, b'chachma, u'bimare, he's handsome, he's powerful, he's rich, but chachma. So what do you mean he never learned? What do you mean never learned? Amar Rebbe Yosef Barbun, kam barishon, kam b'sheni. As we said, right, Mikdash Rishon, they were all great and wonderful. They didn't have to say this in Mikdash Rishon. Mikdash Sheni, no, they were not. Period. Where did they make them stand? Right outside the Azara or inside the Azara? And there's an Afgamini here, says the Gemara. We're going to flip this Gersa. In Tamar mi bachutz. If you say he had to stand outside, what does that mean? They don't want to let him in. They don't want to let him in yet. He didn't. The assumption is that he didn't go to the mikveh yet. He didn't go to the mikveh. Are you allowed to go into the Azara if you're not doing avoda? If you go into the Azara to do avoda, you for sure have to go to the mikveh. What if you're just going in for something else? Do you have to go to the mikveh? The assumption of the Gemara is that before he's shown the animals, he did not go to the mikveh. And the fact that if he can't go in, that means it must be even shalol tzorach avoda, he would have had to go to the mikveh. But he didn't go to the mikveh in the morning. It's not an extra one. He's not doing more than 5 and 10. As we're going to see later on. Oh, this is Erev. But in Tamar Mibachutz, if they make him stand outside, so then it must be that you can't go into the Azara Tevila, even if it's not L'Shem Avoda. And therefore, Kitanin and Tanam, when we learn later on, Chamesh Tefilas Hayusham Ba'oso Ayom, there were 5 Tefilas that day in the Yom Kippur. Achas, Shlohaya Adam Nichnas Lazar Lavoda, Afilu Torah Chei Tovel. So if it's true that the Kohen Gadol had to stand outside, that means to go into the Azara, you got to go to the mikvah. So the 5 tefillahs that he does on Yom Kippur, the first one is not dafka connected to Yom Kippur. It's like anyone who would have to go in, he would have to go to the mikvah first. So that's what it says here. Achaz, the first one is Shlohaya Adam Nechaz Azara Avoda, Afilu Betar, Achi Tovol, Farba Machmas Yom Kippurim. The other 4 are for Yom Kippur. But V'yim Temar Mi Bifnim. But if you say the Kohen Gadol is allowed to go inside, and that's where he sees the animals, meaning that would be, if you're going into the Azara, not for Avoda, you don't have to go to the mikvah. So therefore, the 5 later on Yom Kippur must be all L'Shem Yom Kippur. V'kulon machlas Yom HaKippurim. Then they're all L'Shem Yom Kippur. So, question is, how to understand the 5? Nafkaminov, we know that from the din of the Kohen Gadol on Erev Yom Kippur, whether he stood inside or whether he stood outside. Okay, we'll have to stop by Ma'aviren, and we will continue next time.